Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
A problem cannot occur unless a solution also. One cannot exist without the other. So that means if you're facing a death situation, whether you realize it or not, God says death cannot exist unless life exists also.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Dr. Ivy Hilliard, during Woman Thou Art Loose 2013, brought us a message that you have got to hear. You've got to listen. Choose life. Choose life. It's your decision. Dr. Hilliard will tell you why. Watch this.
Go open your Bibles. Go open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Everybody say, there's always a life option. Yeah, always a life option. Always. Now, when you look at life that way, then your situation, it does not traumatize you that much. Because even though right now you don't see it, my prayer is before you leave here, you're going to be able to see the life option in your dilemma. Not only just see the life option in your dilemma, but we're going to give you a strategy so that you attack your situation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10? Let's look there in verse 13. Remember now, I'm saying that God has said, this is not some philosophy that I have dreamed up, but God has said, I will never let you be in a death situation, bad situation, devastating situation. He says, I'm not going to ever let you be in that situation unless I also provide a life option for you. You don't have it yet. I got to still work. Y'all going to work, man. That's all right. I got me a nap this evening, so I'm all right. All right, verse 13. Watch this. Verse 13 says, watch this. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is. Talk back to me. Such as what? Coming to man. So now what that says is, God says, you are not going through a situation that somebody else has not already gone through. Now we don't glory that other folk have been in trouble or in trouble. But it is good to know that you ain't the only one. All right, watch it. Now, when you see the word temptation here, it's not talking about being tempted to sin, but it's really talking about trial or test. So the scripture says, watch this, there is no trial or test taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is, talk to me, God is faithful, who will not suffer or who will not allow you to be tried or tested above that you are able. This says, God says, before I let you go through anything, I always survey your ability. I survey what you can deal with. And I would never let you face anything that you are not already able to handle. I wish I had a better amen. I wish I had. Yeah. So that means if you are facing something tonight, even though it may be distasteful, even though you may not even want to be there, God says, listen, I would never let you be in it if I had not already surveyed your ability. And God is saying, I know you can handle it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the person that said, I can handle this. I can handle it. I can handle it. Yeah. All right. Man. Watch this. But here's the point I want to make. Look at the next point. It says, but will with the temptation. Everybody say, with the temptation. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Now, when I read that, I jumped up from my seat at the house. When I'm studying, I'm in my study, and I read that, revelation pops, I jump up out of my seat because I go, wow. God says, with every trouble, he will never let a trouble exist unless an answer exists right with it. I don't think you're with me. I got to plow a little bit. God says, trouble cannot exist unless a solution exists also. A problem cannot occur unless a solution also. One cannot exist without the other. So that means if you're facing a death situation, whether you realize it or not, God says death cannot exist unless life exists also. Yeah. Now, what has to happen? You have to be able to see the life option so you can choose. Everybody say, choose life, choose. Gotta choose life. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. The prophet, his servant goes out and he looks and he sees the mountainside filled with chariots of horses and chariots from the king. And he says to man of God, the goddess, totally surrounded, totally outnumbered, we're gonna die. The prophet comes out and looks at the same situation, but he's got a revelation. And the revelation is death cannot exist without life options right there. So he looks at the same situation and says, oh, no. There are more with us than with them. God said, wait a minute, one, two. But let's say we count it another way. One, two. Then he says, you're looking at the wrong arena. Lord, open his eyes. Well, now, he's not talking about these eyes, but there's another set of spiritual eyes. Oh, my. And it's only through your spiritual eyes that you will see the life option, watch this, that's already there. You know. If I say it's already there, it's already there. See, it's not like God got to whip it up. He already said, I will never let a bad situation exist unless I got a good option for you. Amen. So you got to understand it. We're talking about what the Word of God says. Hey, you didn't make this up. God says, some of y'all may be looking at some bad situations. Yeah, husband ain't acting right, bad situations. Children acting crazy, bad situation. Money ain't right, bad situation. Career going downhill, bad situations. I'm here to tell you, you're looking at it with these eyes, but tonight, God's gonna give you another set of eyes. You're gonna walk out of here having looked at the same situation, but this time your eyes will be open and you will see the life option and you will choose life. Now, God forbid, but there may be a real death. We ain't talking about metaphorical death. We're talking about real dying. A situation that you may face. And in that situation, you've got to be so persuaded that there is no panic on your part. So you got to be so persuaded. See, listen. How many of y'all believe in miracles? Me, a miracle. Yeah, good, yeah. You know, Lord told me years ago, he says, listen, you cannot sacrifice miracles on the altar of academics. In other words, we don't want to get so far that we're so studious and revelatory in the Word and explaining the Greek, Hebrew, and the Hebrew to the point, watch this, where we talk ourselves out of the supernatural. only thing that keeps us from being a good civic organization is that we believe in the supernatural. Amen, amen. Now, let me talk about it. Several years ago, you know, we were in our airplane, our jet. We were coming from a place to preach at, I think it was maybe somewhere in, I think, Georgia. And we were at 43,000 feet. Everybody say 43,000. Okay, 43,000 feet. And they had just brought me my food to eat. I remember that. You understand? They brought me my food to eat. And I was just getting ready to eat my food, and whoosh, both engines in the plane go out. A total electrical failure. Darkness all around. And see, when you're in the sky, you don't want to hear complete silence. You don't want to hear. You want to hear the hum of the engines. But watch this. Ain't no engines humming. The only light we see is from the moon. And the plane starts falling. Look, this ain't made up. Yeah, plane is falling. I mean, it's we peeped in the cockpit and they in there with flashlights. And then the devil say, I'm gonna kill you. But because I believe.
Oh, y'all, I thought y'all was going. Okay.
Because I believe in every situation, a death situation cannot exist unless God has provided a life choice option. So now the plane's falling. Now he's seriously falling, y'all. It's coming down. And the devil say, I'm going to kill you. But see, I understand that I got a life choice option. I got to choose life. Now, it ain't the will of God for me to die in no plane crash. But the will of God does not come to pass automatically. The will of God only comes to pass in your life relative to how you use your faith. So me understand this principle I'm talking to you about. See, I understand this principle. So I talk back to the devil because that's what Jesus did. And I tell the devil, I'm not dying tonight.
Yeah. I ain't dying tonight. I
ain't dying tonight. I'm not dying tonight. I don't care if the plane is falling. Oh, my God. I don't care if I can't hear no engines. I don't care if the pilots are with their flashlights in the cockpit. I'm not dying.
Still to come on the Potter's Touch.
So we understand, no matter what my situation is, and my situation may be speaking death, it may be speaking difficulty, it may be speaking devastation, but since I know the word, and I know John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. I'm not bothered by the facts. Amen. I'm not bothered by statistics. I'm not going to let the devil intimidate me that way because I got the truth. Amen.
To get where God wants you have to be on the move.
What you used to be satisfied with, you're not satisfied with anymore. And all of a sudden, you don't fit in the places you used to fit in. They say things like, you forgot where you came from. I didn't forget it. I just can't stay in it.
With your gift of any size, you'll receive the message on the move from Woman Now Art Loosed on CD.
If I've got to pull and tug, I've got to get out. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut.
And when your gift is $75 or more, you'll receive the entire 6-DVD series, Woman Now Art Loosed at MegaFest.
Every stubborn thing that stood in my life and said, you've got to stay where you started. Somebody holler, no!
However, with your gift of $145 or more, you'll receive the On the Move gift set that includes a custom tote bag, the Woman Thou Art Loose 6-DVD series, and the Colliding with Destiny and the Princess Within books. Move into your destiny today.
I got to release my faith. So I'm releasing my faith. So I declare out loud, I ain't dying tonight. Then I start calling my angels. Because I don't care whether the engines land this thing or my angels land this thing. I'm landing. I'm going to land, yes, sir. Then the Holy Ghost said, pray for the pilots. So I start praying in the Holy Ghost for the pilots. Are you listening to me? And then somewhere around 13,000 feet, they got the engines on and we leveled off. And the pilot said, we don't know what happened. We checked all the systems, everything looked good. What do you want to do? I said, let's go on home. Let's go right back up there to 43,000 feet and let's go on home. And then I told the devil, I'm going to tell everybody what you tried to do and could. You better choose life. You better choose life. You better choose life. You better choose. Somebody got a bad report from the doctor. But after you heard my report, you better choose. Yeah. Hey, amen, amen, amen. Do I have anybody here who's willing to choose? I don't care what you're looking at. God says, I will not let death stare you in the face unless I give you a life option. Woman, thou art loose. Choose. Yeah. So somebody need that. Somebody looking at some impossible situation. Choosing life means that I will always obey a divine directive. In other words, when God gives me something to do, when I obey, I choose life. Everybody say, when I obey, I choose life. Secondly, choosing life means that I will overcome difficulties and devastations. I will overcome difficulty. I am not going to concede victory to the devil in any situation. When I say I'm going to choose life, I'm saying that I'm choosing to be an overcomer. Yeah, I'm going to be an overcomer. Amen. I'm not going to let statistics so overwhelm me. And see, we have been fooled and bamboozled because we have taken statistics as truth. And statistics are not truth. Statistics are facts, and the devil will intimidate us with statistics. I don't know how we drifted so far as when the doctor tells us something, we want to know what our percentages are. I don't need to know percentages because I got the truth. Okay. Don't make me work on that one. I want to work on that. Don't make me work on that one, see? But see, so I'm saying that no matter how big my situation is, I got the truth of God's word that I have to stand on, and the truth of God's words brings life into the situation. Everybody say, the truth of God's word brings life into every situation. All right, that is why Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every, yeah, y'all got it, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth. In Proverbs it says, the word is life to those that find them. So we understand, no matter what my situation is, and my situation may be speaking death, it may be speaking difficulty, it may be speaking devastation, but since I know the word, and I know John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. I'm not bothered by the facts. Amen, amen. I'm not bothered by statistics. I'm not going to let the devil intimidate me that way because I got the truth. Amen, amen. So then choosing life means that I'm going to obey divine directive. Choosing life means that I'm going to overcome difficulties. And choosing life means many times I'm going to openly detach myself from disrespect. And choosing life means I'm going to, I'll give an offering that will determine my destiny. Okay, I ain't getting no amens on that one. But I'm going to work on that one too. Oh, no, I'm going to work on that one a little later. Yeah, now watch this. To bear this whole thing out, we can look at the scripture. Everybody say, God is no respecter of person. He's no respecter of person. So what he does for one in principle, he must do for another. So our only confidence that God will bring us out our situations, even though it may look devastating, is if God brought somebody else out. Because if he brought them out, since he's not a respected person, he got to bring me out. Can I get a witness on that, eh? All right, now watch this. So now when we go through the library of faith in scripture, we can see people who faced death situations. And because they were astute enough to see a life option, the situation did not end in death, watch this, but ended up in their promotion. Because promotional moments are many times disguised in these life choice moments. How's the person that says, stay with him. Okay. Mary and Martha. Now, before I get to Mary and Martha, let's talk about how you make a decision. Can we do that? Okay, we make decisions by weighing information against a standard that we hold as reliable. For the believer, that standard is the Word of God. All right? So at the deliberating table, when you and I are getting ready to make a decision, four elements show up. First of all, my mind shows up with reasoning and logic. That's its agenda. Secondly, my emotions show up because I'm prone to make a decision based on how I feel. Thirdly, my flesh shows up and it cannot be trusted because it has been contaminated by the devil. And the Bible says, in my flesh dwelleth, no, y'all got that, amen, amen. All right, the fourth element that shows up is the Spirit of God. He brings back to my remembrance the Word of God. All right, he's there as an advocate for the word. Amen. And whichever one of these four I have yielded to the most and that I have deemed most reliable will win at the table. If I'm a man who's caught up in my thinking, your woman caught up in your thinking and your academics and your reasoning and your logic, then logic will win at the deliberation table. If you're a person who are highly emotional and impulsive, that will win at the deliberation table. Amen, amen. If you're a person who's straddling the fence, it's possible your flesh will win at that table. But if you're a person who is disciplined, everybody say discipline. Now, discipline is enforced obedience. Yeah. Discipline says, I don't care how I feel. I don't care what other folks say. Discipline says, I do what I need to do to get where I need to go. Discipline says, I'm going to do what the Word of God says. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care how it looks. I'm totally persuaded that the Word of God will bring me out. Therefore, I don't have to feel like it. It doesn't have to make sense to me. Okay, let me work on that. See, if your mind wins at the table, then you will never tithe. No, you'll never tithe with your mind because your mind says, now how in the world am I going to live better off of 90% and I can't make it off of 100%? Statistically, that does not weigh out. Now, I'm going to get to somebody in just a minute who had to get beyond their mind. But I'm telling you, that's the point. My mind I can't let my emotions win there because my emotions are too unreliable. You know that. You feel one way today about it, another way tomorrow. Your emotions are subject to be deceived. And deception is a mistaken conviction on misinformation. Little person, they say, get the CD. So I gotta trust the Holy Spirit who brings the word up to me. See, when the plane is falling, the word comes to me. He satisfies me with long life. All right? So now, I don't care what he got to do. Right now, I ain't satisfied. He confirms his word. So I'm going to hold on to this. I'm not satisfied. I will live and not die. See, the Holy Ghost is bringing that all that up to me. See, that's why you go to church. See, a lot of people, they panic when they're praying, oh, God, why be good? That's what you've been going to church for. That's what you've been doing all this shopping for. So when the devil rears his ugly head in your life, you don't panic. You go, uh-huh. Picked on the wrong sister. Wrong sister. Ain't no panic here. No panic here.
What an amazing word from Dr. Ivy Hilliard during Woman Thou Art Loose 2013. Oh, my soul is still rejoicing over that rich, rich word. I choose life. And you should too. Hey, what are you thinking about? Choose life.
To get where God wants you have to be on the move.
What you used to be satisfied with, you're not satisfied with anymore. And all of a sudden, you don't fit in the places you used to fit in. They say things like, you forgot where you came from. I didn't forget it. I just can't stay in it.
With your gift of any size, you'll receive the message On the Move from Woman Thou Art Loosed on CD.
If I've got to pull and tug, I've got to get out. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut.
And when your gift is $75 or more, you'll receive the entire 6-DVD series Woman Thou Art Loosed at MegaFest.
Every stubborn thing that stood in my life and said, you've got to stay where you started. Somebody holler, move!
However, with your gift of $145 or more, you'll receive the On the Move gift set that includes a custom tote bag, the Woman Thou Art Loose 6-DVD series, and the Colliding with Destiny and the Princess Within books. Move into your destiny today.
He will show up with a miracle, something I cannot explain, or he will show up with strength for me to endure until change comes. Because faith is not magic. Faith that may not always work overnight, but I do know it is working. So I did not pack an overnight case. I walk by faith, yes. I live by faith. So I may need some strength to endure because I'm not giving up.
This is the